much love for this day of Avyakt remembrance, and many thanks to our lovely seniors who gave time to share their experiences of becoming merged in the angelic stage. There were many memories shared, and I wonder if for both of you, Sister Jenti and Sudesh Didi, there were some memories stirred for you about time observing Brahma Baba, but also the experience of becoming merged in your own angelic stage. Jenti, what struck you in that film?
When Ashaben was talking about Baba's love and concern for everyone staying in various buildings, and Baba would come with an armful of blankets, it triggered a memory in me that would have been 1968. It was summer, June, and I just spoken to Baba that this is how I want my life to be, and Baba had given a lot of detail. And at night, we just went to say goodnight to Baba, but Lachu Daddy was preparing something that I'd never seen. And Baba looked at me and said, come, you come with us. And what it was a pan with a long handle, and it had coal embers, and there were certain things that they were putting in that, sandalwood and I don't know what sort of fragrant things. And as the ingredients touched the coal, there was this aroma, and this very, it was smoke, but it was very wonderful. It was a beautiful aroma. And Baba went round, he was going to go round to all the places where the sisters were staying, and this pan was being put into every room, and I was being asked to put this pan under everybody's bed. And this was to chase away all the mosquitoes and fill the room with great fragrance. And some of you have seen that sort of thing. I'm recognizing a few of you nodding your heads. But it was a very sweet experience of A, being with Baba for half an hour, but also Baba's loving concern for every individual's comfort and how to take care of them. So I don't know, Ashaben was talking about something pre-1962, 63, because by then they were in Pandav Bhavan, and she's talking about staying in other buildings. But this was 1968, so that was one memory that was triggered. Yeah,
I mean, I love hearing these stories, because it makes Brahma Baba very much into a real flesh and bones person, because for all of us double foreigners, we've only ever related to Baba through the Avyakt, but Baba was flesh and bones, and he became an angel, and we must do, and we can do the same as well. Didi, what has your experience been of merging with your angelic form? We were hearing from the others about becoming much more drawn into silence, not feeling the need to be so busy. What's your experience of merging in your angelic stage?
What I feel at that time, the feeling of lightness in me, because intellect has very clear understanding, and angel means free from bondage and free from burden. And I experienced this feeling in meditation mainly, that when the soul is really bodiless, I am bodiless, and I, the soul, am light anyway. So what kind of bondage I have? So I actually make myself aware in my real form at this moment when I am at want to experience that I am an angel. So it's not any physical thing. It's the subtle inner qualities of lightness. And so I'm light. I'm light of love. I think of the quality of angel at that time.
And this, then I say, it's not only the qualities, but in fact it is the experience of the qualities. And so what is love? It's a feeling of just like you, it's there, but you are not attached to it. So I imagine at that time, Baba, the ocean of love. And I am in that light of love. And when mainly I connect with you, with images, I say when somebody dives in the ocean, it's so beautiful experience of diving or swimming. But when you come out, the ocean does not cling to you. And so Baba is very loving. And I also love Baba, but the wonder is that this love stays in us. This is the difference between the physical ocean. So this brings again that like angelic experience with Brahma Baba, because it's not any kind of physical feeling. Angel means beyond physical attraction, beyond physical influence, beyond anything. So at that time, even Brahma Baba is not there, but it is Baba's qualities are happening.
So in a way, it's the experience of being in that angelic consciousness, but that experience stays with you when you come back into the physical form. Jenti, if I could just ask you a couple of quick-fire questions, because I've discovered during these interviews that there's actually quite a difference of opinion amongst our seniors when it comes to some of the issues regarding angels, and I'd be keen to hear your take on things. Vedanti Ben said in our video that our angelic form is eternally there in that subtle dimension, which is quite a powerful statement. Others think and said to me that it's something that has emerged during the confluence age, but it's only in the confluence age. What's your thought on that?
If I go back to Baba Smriti, then that is the foundation for everything. Baba has said that in Sangam Yoga, everyone has an angelic form, every Brahmin has an angelic form in the subtle region. And so the effort is like Brahma Baba made. They came back and told, the trans messengers came back and told Baba, we are seeing this angel and we are seeing you here. And Baba's question was, well, how much difference is there between that one and this one? And they talk about the difference of purity, the difference of light. And Baba wanted to remove that difference and become that, which he did. And it must have been even a year before he actually flew away, that in the physical dimension he maintained that. So I think that it's in Sangam Yoga that there is that angelic form. The subtle region doesn't exist the rest of the compass. So where? So I think it's in Sangam Yoga that...
Yeah. There was another point which Asha Ben made, that it's not so much that we're going to the subtle regions and experiencing our angelic form, but that we're bringing that angelic consciousness down into the physical world and in a way being an angel here in the physical plane whilst we're doing physical things. What for you is that balance? Are you down here or is it up there that it happens?
It is both. In the sense that if I'm here and I go to Paramdham, and then from Paramdham I come to the subtle region and I meet Avyakt Bhaktada in the angelic costume of Brahma Baba, it's very easy to feel my own form of light. And then if I keep that consciousness when I come back down here, I can do that for as long as and able to maintain that awareness. And so, yes, you experience it there, but you bring it back with yourself here. Today, Baba talking about how when you're bringing your angelic form here, you're absolutely tireless. And so, yes, sometimes that feeling that hours don't matter, but you can just carry on.
One for you, Sudesh Didi. We've heard about some of our seniors going on a tour of the world in their angelic costume. Daddy Janki, Daddy Gulzar, others as well. Is this just something which our most powerful senior yogis do? Or can we have this as an aim that we ourselves tour the world in our angelic form and do world service through the angel stage?
What my experience with Dadiji or with Danki Dadiji, it's because, and also Bhakt Baba, it's walking, talking, sitting, eating. The consciousness is there, serving the world. This power of love, it's actually, that is what the energy, and conscious of benevolence, this, it creates lightness inside. So as I was saying, that angels do not actually catch anyone. This love does not really blocks you. It makes you free. And so they have this love for everyone and gave this unlimited love. But next minute, they're totally different. 1 minute, very powerful love. And any situation practical is there. Janaki very stern, Didiji very powerful. So they are loveful, but at the same time they are very strong as it comes to the spiritual discipline in practical life. So it means, this is how I see angel means, it's free, it is benevolent, does that work and flies away. Means it's, their mind is not with our weakness. Their mind is not our, with our, means any kind of something wrong we have done in practical. But they are very careful to help us. And so, as being the unlimited service of Baba, so their consciousness is also, and Baba then emerges this. It's, but my feeling is, it's not that my personal experience, it is not that I'm thinking I'm going and fly my angelic stage in the body of light beyond the sky. In this way, I don't think. But my feeling is that Baba gives the experience to others. If my love is for the conscious, with this consciousness, I'm world server.
That was the point that Brij Mohan made, wasn't it? That Baba will give that angelic power to souls according to their role in the drama. So that's interesting. Sister Jenti, there's a feeling I've got this year, more than I think any other year, of the baton being handed down. The Dadis had a front row seat in observing Brahma Baba and his process of becoming an angel. And then all of you seniors had a front row seat observing the Dadis and how they then took on their angelic form. And it sort of then stands to reason that, you know, we have to be the next ones ready ourselves. We're watching in front of our eyes you becoming angelic. And those points that were, I think so, it's true, isn't it? You know, and there is a difference over the last 40 years in observing how you do things. There's this sense of, yes, you're still engaged in all the same service, but there is this deep well of silence that is with you, and you don't get caught up in the details, and you go back into silence. Do you have this feeling of, now I have to become that?
It's true, because all these Avyakt Muralis, the Muralis that I heard personally or I've read many times, and yet now that we're recycling them and they're coming around now, I'm remembering them, that these are Muralis that I've heard, but it's now that I'm feeling that this is what I need to do. And so it's becoming very real, very different. I remember saying to Daddy when we first started revising the Avyakt Muralis, because we never used to, and then we started and we systematically gone through it from the 1969 Muralis. And I'd say to Daddy, and Daddy was very engaged and around, Daddy, I heard this Murali, but I never really practiced what Baba was saying. And was Baba talking actually just for you, and we were just there as part of the audience? And he'd smile, but that's my feeling now, that at that moment the Dadis were doing what Baba was asking them, but now it's our turn to actually do it. And I don't just mean a handful, I mean everyone.
Because it can feel a little bit like, you know, when you're told that you're going to be a beautiful princess when you grow up, and when you're little, and you think, oh yeah, that's nice, but it's never going to really happen. And, you know, we're told we're going to become angels, and we go, yeah, that's really nice, you know. But no, actually, this is something that is now being asked of me, and the time we are in is asking that of us. And we are those ones who will be remembered, especially in Western societies, as the ones who gave the message of God. And that is going to be each one of us here. And it's quite a sobering thought.
When I used to hear Baba say, child, can you not hear the Bhagats crying out in distress? And it wasn't something I felt at that time. But today, and it's not my imagination, but people are truly crying out in distress. And I don't just mean in Ukraine, I mean everywhere. There's something that's creating a huge amount of sorrow for people, and so they're really wanting to be free and experience another reality. So yes, I think this is the time, and this is the time that all of us have to play that role of being Baba's messengers, not just in words, but in giving people that experience.
I think that the Murali that we had this morning, in a way, was so perfect for our theme of becoming an angel, because in a way it was like a toolbox, a toolkit for how to become an angel, like a manual. If I just read through the notes that I took, that as you're saying, the souls of the world are invoking the specially loved souls, that we have to stay beyond the household of our nature and sanskaras, then find a balance and stay beyond sound, and leave this attitude of being too busy away, and just find the time to go beyond sound. That will then give you the experience of supersensuous joy, and that will then give you the power to attract others. And with that experience will come the feeling of tirelessness. And by becoming the embodiments of the power of silence, people will see God's divine activities through us, and revelation will come. It was all there in a nutshell, wasn't it? Any sort of thing to add to that?
It was actually not just a nutshell, but I think very explicit. Baba is saying this and this and this, what you have to let go of, and this and this and this is what you need to do. So it's very, very clear. And I think the only thing I can add to it is that when Baba says number wise according to effort, now that's what it all depends on. To what extent am I willing to accept Baba's words as instructions for me personally, that this is something I need to do now?
Beautiful. Well, we're going to have a meditation now, but before we do, Sudesh Didi, any final thought from you as to what special effort we can make if we want to become the angel?
I would like to come back again to this actually angelic stage. Brahma Baba, being in the physical body, and we see him an angel, what was it? It was the practical, the qualities that were radiating. And so it was Brahma Baba, it did invoke this angelic stage. That means it is not the physical form, it is the subtle energy, pure energy. And so this pure energy automatically created an aura that I myself saw Baba 3 times, this body of light. But at that time Baba was physically. So in the same way, I feel that it is the more and more of original qualities, the intensity is increasing, vibrations are increasing, practical being that quality, but not being possessive to that or proving that this is my quality. It's others' experience. In reality, sweetness does not experience itself, its own sweetness. Other people experience sweetness. So, Brahma Baba always said, I am effort maker, I am effort maker. But we saw him perfect. And people saw it in dream, they saw in physical form, and yet it was a body of flesh and bones. So, and also Avyakta Bhava, in this way how I developing Matis, understanding being in the physical form, Karmatita. And Avyakta Bhava is there on the stage. Of course, good Zardari, you could feel walking, talking, sitting. Very pure, detached, lightness. And people, we see that she's an angel, like angel, but it is not that this flesh is gone, the body is still there. But it was the stage that Baba was reflecting. Brahma Baba, Gulzardari is a stage as well. So much is happening on the stage. So much is there outside in the crowd as well. But Baba is totally detached. He wants to give fruit to someone. And those who have to manage the atmosphere of the stage of discipline have taken fruit from Baba's hand. And Baba is still giving drishti with so much love. And those who will feel that Baba uplifted me. How did he uplift? Because this influence of whatever other are having, it's not the consciousness of, oh, I want to give the fruit and this has been... He's not even aware of.
It all comes down, doesn't it, to imbibing of those,
yes,
those qualities and those virtues,
yes,
and then that is what does the work of,
yes,
of communicating. And you mentioned there, Sudesh Didi, that you saw three times Baba really take on his body of light.
Yes.
And I think it would be nice for us just to have a moment to practice ourselves taking on our body of light. So if I may invite Sister Jenti just to lead us into a few moments to close this part of the program of an experience of becoming our angelic selves. That would be lovely.
We do not become aware that it's our angelic stage, but Baba projects that somewhere else. Sense in dream. I remember I went to Mexico. I want to share this how Baba, not only his light, but children's light emerges. And at that time, I was in Mexico, not going to Mexico, but stayed sometime in a few hours in Texas. And Simon came to pick me up at that time, but there was responsible there with Sister Hansa. And he says, a group is waiting for you to meet, so it's short time, but will you meet him? Then I say, yes. So I directly went because I had changed the flight and I was fresh. So I went then. And they started saying, this is the one, this is the one. So I thought perhaps they were waiting a long time. I said, sorry, you have been waiting for a long time perhaps. He said, no. And I said, actually, I said, Simon is very clever. He took the opportunity to meet me and so that greet you. So he says, no, Simon did not invite us. I said, then who invited you? Hamsa then? He said, no, you invited us. I said, but I don't. I kept quiet. I said, was wondering how I invite. And they say that you came in our dream. And you said that I am coming, come and meet us at this place. So we knew this place, but that you told us. And I said, I did not know this.
So Baba was doing his work.
Baba was
through
doing
you,
this, yeah.
Giving visions through you.
Two experiences at that time I had.
I don't think we have time for the second experience, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'll get into trouble with those in the surgery. I've got about another 108 questions here on becoming an angel, and I'm having to leave them all. It's a fascinating subject. I'm sure you'd all agree. Another time, just really dive deep into this, because, you know, if you're at university, you know what it is you're training to become a doctor or a barrister. We're training to become angels, so we need to know how to do it, and we need to know that we're on the right track and that actually it's happening. Might not feel like it, but it is. So let's experience that. And I think, Sister Jenti, is that all right if you can just bring us into our angelic form just for a few moments? And that would be beautiful. Thank you, Sudeshthiri, for sharing that lovely story. Yeah.
Sitting here with that awareness of Bab Dada in front of us, we fly home. And in a moment, we can experience the infinite silence and purity of Param Dham. I, the soul, in my eternal form of light, in my home of light, with Baba, the Supreme Light. And from here, I come down to the subtle region, and here I meet Brahma Baba in his angelic form, and Shiv Baba with Baba. And in their presence, Baba gives me a costume of light, sparkling, radiant, beautiful. This is my angelic form. This is what Baba wants me to be. I adopt this costume. Love, compassion, purity, is the costume of light. I come back here into the physical dimension, but I keep this costume of light with me. And the qualities of this angelic experience stay with me. And I hold this. I can keep it for as long as I wish. Keeping my connection with Baba, keeping the special gift of Sangam Yoga, of the angelic form, with me. Each one of us has this costume. And we'll keep it through the offering of the Bhog. And then, as we enjoy Brahma Bhujan and meet Baba, not just through the video, but truly in Baba's angelic form. Om Shanti.